Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The original Top Gun.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you were recording.
We are recording. Sorry. We're doing the show right now, producer Katie. We're always recording. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. Google it.
What is happening?
Is that how everybody knows it, though? Is because they Google it? Because everyone has access to Google? Is there somebody who hasn't Googled it yet that doesn't know? Is that possible?
I think it's funny to tell people in life to Google something that's like sort of un-Googleable. I don't know. It just makes me laugh.
It's what they call a wild goose chase.
Oh. Yeah, Google it. Yeah, you should Google it. That's what they call a wild goose chase. Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google that, Katie.
Start talking about hockey, Brett.
This show's not about hockey. Why isn't this show ever about hockey? I always tune in and not talk about hockey.
Oh.
This Firing meeting already. Is being recorded.
Yeah, man. Coming in hot, dude. It's the Christmas season, man. You know, like people are. I'm holding on by a thread, guys. Ryan's
like
here
a
this
thick
episode.
Thread? Thin thread. How
well,
big is this thread?
I'd say right now I'm holding on by yarn, maybe.
Okay. So it's yarn. Nice and soft.
Yeah. Link, yeah. What's up, man?
Yarn? Really?
Yeah. You've been ducking the show. Where you been?
Yeah, what's up?
I've actually been just trying to cover the team in the correct way so provide you guys the hockey information.
Okay. He's going to spin this baby around. All right. All right. I see.
I respect that.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's called the unsponsored cold open right now, but it could be called the unsponsored spin zone with the missing link. The like unsponsored spinorama. With former Spokane, what are they?
Braves.
The Braves. Ah, dang it.
He said that like, you gotta know that shit.
Well, all I had in my head was the baseball team, the Indians, right?
Well, there's the Chiefs, the Indians, the Braves are all like Native American.
I know. And I was, at the same time, I was also going, what's up, Spokane? What? You guys. Come on. But anyway.
Such a nice buzzer sound.
It's the unsponsored spinorama hosted by the missing link. Buddy, we've been missing you on the show. The Kraken guys, we got a lot to talk about. We do have some hockey to talk about on this episode.
And we're going to do it.
Oh, and we're going to do it. Yeah.
It's about time.
Release the show.
Why are you in such a hurry?
Young fish.
I know, right?
What are you in such a hurry
what's
for?
Crackin', what's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Hey, it's your favorite hockey show that's not about hockey.
I think you're going to have to include that, yes, in the intro every time.
Actually, you know what? We should spin that around. It's your favorite show about nothing that's sometimes about hockey.
Yes.
It's Release the Show, everybody. Welcome to the show. Producer Katie, what are you in such a hurry for? Huh? This is some people's favorite hockey podcast. They want it to last longer.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We've gotten emails that say, the show is too short. So here I am trying to lengthen it out, and producer Katie is just yelling out the name of the show, which, as the rules state, as it says in the bylaws of Release the Show.
Yeah.
You must play the theme song.
You have to.
When it happens. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Brett. He's Chris. That's the missing link, Ryan. And you guys can email us anytime, releasetheshow@gmail.com. If you want to rant, positive or negative, we keep it anonymous at releasetherants@gmail.com. Both email inboxes also unsponsored.
Let's be clear.
If you're listening out there, you own a company, you want to sponsor your boys, hit us up. You could slide into the DMs, baby, if you want. You know, that's fine. Or you could hit us
Talk
up on the
sexy
emails.
To those advertisers.
You know, whatever. Social media is at Release the Show. Welcome to the show, everybody. Guys, before we get to talking hockey, which we're going to do, just a quick word here. I do another podcast with Lofa Tatupu, former Seattle Seahawk.
Who?
It's called the Take 12 Podcast.
And
we're doing a toy drive, guys. We're doing a toy drive with our sponsor, Wiener Schnitzel, which is a sponsor of the Take 12 Podcast, not yet of the Release the Show Podcast. If anyone over there is listening at corporate, you guys could come over here
over
too.
The radio?
But anyway,
I don't know. You gotta have big wieners to do a hockey show not about hockey.
The segments write itself over here, guys,
don't they?
But we're doing a toy drive, which is a cool thing, and it's going to be happening on Monday, December 12th. That is next Monday, as you're listening. So this coming Monday, probably as you're listening to this episode, and we're doing a toy drive. Bring an unwrapped toy to the Fife location, the Wiener Schnitzel Fife location. So come on down. They got delicious hot dogs, ice cream, sodas, all that you can check out while you're there, of course. But you can drop off the toy. And I mean, we're trying to raise like a truckload of toys, guys, right? So we need people to come down. You don't have to just bring one unwrapped toy. You can bring as many as you want. And we will be donating those with that podcast and all of that. But I wanted to mention it on here. I will be in town for that. Lofa will be at the event down there signing autographs and all that. And also, I think a couple other former Hawks might be stopping by.
You can also bring
Katie,
a toy.
Katie, don't get so nervous. I said might be. Might be.
You can also bring a toy to the Fife location or the Everett location for the month of December.
Oh.
Our actual event is happening on Monday. But if you're in town and you're in the area, bring a toy.
Well, she's nervous because I was going to give out the name of Seahawks that might or might not show up.
Yeah. Oh,
so she got nervous.
Got it.
Yeah. She got nervous.
So she's doing her job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
And I'm trying to be provocative, which is my job.
Well, show me some shoulder, then.
That is going on Monday. Fellas, let's talk some Kraken hockey. Link, yeah, you got to get in on this because we were riding high the last time that all of us talked. We were riding the streak and everything was going well. And then you look up and all of a sudden it's not going so well. Last night, they dropped one to the Montreal Canadiens. The first one they've ever dropped to them, by the way. We had never lost to them before. There's some hockey talk for you. But 4-2, we go down and we go down hot. However, Shane Wright scored his first goal, so there was a bit of a silver lining. Chris, you were drinking your vino and watching the game. What'd you think?
Well, you know, I was talking to, I was texting a friend during the game at the end who said, hey, you know, all good things come to an end. You know, and I was like, I don't know who said that. Who said that first? Like,
Shakespeare.
You know, but like, is that really true? Because the way that I felt about it was like, for one, like you said, we had some good things cooking, and yes, we went down to our vaunted rivals, the Panthers. But I was willing to let that go. I was willing to let that be a one-off and whatnot. Tough, here, the Canadians coming in. It's Shane Wright's first game against the team that passed him over. Yes. We're about to do this. We've never lost to them. And then we give up two goals in 7 seconds.
Yeah, man.
Two goals in 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Which I looked up, by the way. That's not a record. You may not have known this. It's two goals in 2 seconds, also held by the Montreal Canadiens, 2018.
But it's got to be a record for us giving up that many goals in that amount of time. It's probably team record, right? For us. So there you go. There's a benchmark.
But anyway, I was just like, does that have to be? Do all things? Is there not one good thing that doesn't end? You know what I mean?
I will answer your question in a second because I'm feeling some Seattle fan coming on. I feel a bout of Seattle fan happening over there. Ryan, talk to us about some hockey, though, man, because what's going on? We outshot them almost 2-1 last night. And like, you know, Chris said, they got those two goals very quickly, but we weren't able to do anything with all the chances we were getting.
You're allowed to have a couple off games. I mean, it's going to happen through the course of the year.
Yeah.
Just like anything. We had the winning streak. Hopefully we're not going on a losing streak. Shane Wright coming up, scoring his first goal. I mean, that's the 20th Kraken to score a goal this year. So the depth of the team isn't going to allow a losing streak to continue. They're too good for that.
Mr. Brightside, I like that. Okay, good.
That was a point.
He also played 11 minutes yesterday, not his 5 or 6 like he was doing earlier in the season. So I think things are looking up.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. We need you know what we need? We need a sound that's like positive, but that's not the point sound, but that let's see. What do I got over here?
I got a question for Link. While you're looking at that.
We'll use that one. You know, like the old school, nice. Like PSA one. Because that's good. Those are good points, Ryan. I like that. Depth of the team. I like that.
But something that you said, yeah, about the depth of the team. So correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like people have said we don't necessarily have just a bona fide scorer, superstar,
right?
You know, an OV, something like that. Now, maybe we have one in the making with Matty B, but we've got depth. We've got people contributing all over the team. Has there been a team, since I'm not a historian, in hockey, has there been a team that wins the cup based on depth, based on having just an overall team that doesn't have somebody that strikes fear, that doesn't have that bona fide score? Is that sustainable, that depth that you're talking about, that everyone's just sort of contributing, but there's not that one main person? What do you think?
If everybody plays in the team system, that's what it's designed to do, is to highlight everybody's strengths in that system. So the guys who can score goals, they got to step and score goals. Everybody else who goes out, grinds, goes into the corners and gets the pucks and passes out into the slot. All those kind of key players will, the team, hockey, like we were talking about earlier, hockey is a true team sport. So if everybody plays their role in the team, then that is what that system is designed for. And you'll see wins out of that.
But not also, okay, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, yes, you want a goal scorer. You love a goal scorer, but is it absolutely necessary? Not when everybody else is contributing.
No, false. No. Wrong. Hold on. No, you got a point earlier. I'm taking a point away.
He just wanted to use that sound.
What this means is that Ron Francis and the front office has to be and probably is working the phones or doing whatever they're doing, sending emails, because what we need to do, especially before the deadline and whenever the deadline is be buyers, not sellers this year. We were sellers last year. I'm going to give myself a point, by the way. We were sellers last year, but
game is rigged.
But look at the record, look at the standings. We need to be buyers because we are one splash. Chris loves us. I got to get a splash sound effect. We're one big splash move at the deadline away from somebody who can come put the puck in the back of the net on a really consistent basis, you know, every single night, be that go-to person. And isn't that really what this team needs, Ryan?
Well, we got Matty Beniers. He's pretty good at that.
Yes, he is great at that. But come on, let's add. Oh. Who's out there? Come on. Who's on like kind of?
Are you saying they don't want to be a buyer?
I don't know how the NHL works, but isn't there someone who's got to be on sort of an expiring contract, looking to move, somebody who's looking for a hot team, somebody who's on a dud? Come on.
Let's get close to the trade deadline, and then yeah, let's try to grab somebody. That's obviously going to be the best thing for us.
But if the Kraken record is what it is right now at the trade deadline, then that's what they have to be doing. Otherwise, fans of the Kraken should go absolutely livid and burn the place down.
We weren't supposed to be this good in season two, so
I know, but we are this good. So strike while the iron's hot, baby. Let's go.
But if you ask any of the players, we asked Jared McCann after the game in LA what makes that team so good to win in overtime to get those bonus points. And he went right back to depth. He said there's five or six different groups that put on the ice together, and those guys will succeed. So they're going to lean on that until they find somebody.
I got to start getting you to cut out your audio and sending it over so we can play it on the show like a professional show.
Because Ryan,
you guys, if you're watching the games on Root Sports or Hulu or wherever you're watching, if you keep watching after the game, our guy Ryan, he's in some locker rooms and he's asking questions. That's a question he asked to McCann. And then also, if you're not following our social media at Release the Show, Ryan puts up all his stuff on there. I mean, Ryan's basically a beat reporter for the Kraken here on Release the Show. So if you're looking for Kraken news, make sure you're following us and checking out Ryan and listening for his voice and his hand. You probably could see his hand and the iPhone reaching in to McCann on that one. But
do they say yes, missing link from Release the Show? Go ahead with your question.
We got Littlefinger to crack a smile after that game. So he has a little personality. We're bringing it out of him.
By the way, though,
sing it out.
The answer, Chris, the answer to your question is actually yes. Like, his press badge says Release the Show on it.
Yes.
It's awesome. Dude, McCann, by the way, just like last year, absolute stud. The goal last night against the Canadians, the little just kind of flick in, he goes to the front
little
there.
Little redirection.
I mean, is sweet. His shots from the what do you call it, the slot there, Ryan? The elbow? What is it?
High slot.
All right, slot, yeah. I mean, he's sweet, dude. He's the Salmon McCannon.
Salmon McCannon.
Ryan, if they – I don't – when is the trade deadline? Producer Katie, can you help me? NHL trading deadline? Because, Ryan, who do they got right now that you would say, okay, that's a piece you could maybe let or be a piece that you move, you know, or use as a trading piece? It's not till March 21st, but so I guess we got quite a bit of time.
I still want to see all these guys develop.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm ahead of myself. I'm ahead of myself. So you see how excited I get? They win seven games. I'm jumping up and down. I'm ready to
go. Already at the trade deadline. All right.
Let me slow down. That's on me. My bad.
The moves that they made in the summer are starting to work. And like I said, I keep going back to the team aspect. Like, they're all designed to play within that system and for each other. So I don't want to see any of these guys go.
All right.
Just like last year, they started trading away like players we started getting used to. That was tough.
So missing link, you talk about the system, because last year everyone was complaining. People were pointing the finger at Littlefinger, pointing probably their biggest finger at Littlefinger, saying it's him. He's got to go. Did he make any changes with his system, or is it the same system, different guys? We brought on guys, they're gelling. You know, some of them who have been here both years are playing together better. We brought on some pieces that work better in the system, or is he tweaking it? Is he doing better this season? What do you think?
You're always tweaking it a little bit, but it's just like you said, the players gelling. All the stuff that we complained about last year is starting to happen this year. There's three stretchy besties now on the ice.
Wait, who is it?
I don't know. They're all lined up together. So like before the game, when they're playing soccer and they're doing the warmups, it seems like they're more focused, especially during that win streak. They had something to play for. Like they like collecting those wins, and it was all, it's businesslike. They're really focused. And so it's having those types of players and that mindset. And again, doing the little things and just being comfortable, knowing where your winger is on the ice when you're in the corner, where is he going to be? And so I think, you know, given a year of playing and now you're a quarter into the season, that those line developments, players playing together, that all pays off at the end when you start talking about wins and losses.
Well, obviously they're you know, night and day from where they were last year. 25 games played, 15 wins, 7 losses, 3 ties. So 33 points, second place in the Pacific right now, okay? But I think, Ryan, though, what I want to hear from you, though, especially as a former player.
Okay.
So you better just say it or else he's going
to
argue with you.
I want to know. I have to know. Because as a new hockey fan, I don't understand how you can be a team that's in second place, how you can be a team that has guys that are scoring. I mean, you know, we're winning all these games. And then you play a game like that against the Canadiens where you do what happened last year, which is give up 2 quick goals quickly. And then, like I was trying to say to you earlier, outshoot them 2-1 and not be able to put it in from a hockey player. What? I'm a new fan. It's frustrating. We're outshooting them 2-1. We're getting all these opportunities. We're just not getting it to go in. Why is the puck not going in the back of the net? And then they shoot half the shots and score twice as many goals.
It's the stick's fault.
Okay.
When you miss one, you look at your stick, it's the stick's fault.
All right.
Also, I mean, you got a couple games at home. They were just on a long road trip. You got a couple games at home. You know, you got chores when you get home. You got to take the trash out. And
chores.
Cool. So they're going back on the road.
This is real life.
What is he talking about?
They're going back on the road. They've got an Eastern swing where they're playing some middle of the pack teams. Those kind of situations are good for teams.
Do hockey players like going on the road more than playing at home?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about our sponsor, BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag, everybody, whether you're using the browser by typing in BetOnline.ag or using the mobile app, the award-winning mobile app, it's all good at BetOnline.ag. Your number one... Wait, let me read this directly so I get it right. It says...
Shuffle the paper, lost his place.
It says, BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures to their 24/7 online casino, which never closes. Bet on the NFL, NHL, NBA, you know, even golf, esports. You can bet on anything over there. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. BetOnline, where the game starts.
I got a betting question.
Okay.
For either of you.
Okay.
Or both. Let's do both. If you had to bet, who is going to be our leading scorer at the end of the season? Ooh. Now, of course, let's say aside from if we brought somebody on and whatever at the trade deadline.
Right.
I'm going to forget that. But looking at it now.
Okay.
Is it Canner, Sam and McKinnon?
I'm going to write this down,
Matty
too.
B,
I'm going to hold you guys to this.
Your guy, Dan.
You have to answer this, too.
Okay, I'll answer it, too. I didn't actually.
Ryan, hockey expert, beat reporter for the Kraken. What do you say?
Bjorkstrand, Burkowski. Who's it going to be?
It's probably going to be Beniers, but I'm going to go with McCann. Trying to step it up.
All right.
He's probably saying, why are you guys not saying we have a legit scorer right now? I just put in another one last night. I think he's got up to 12 now. He's like, I'm the team's leading scorer. He's like, I'm that guy.
He has 2-2 games.
Okay. Listen, okay. We got to vote for the Sam and McKinnon.
Listen, we have quality young talent on the team, but if you bring in another Bjorkstrand, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. Even just two one of more of him. Ryan, I mean, we got to, you know what? We got to look it up, because I'm gonna make a board over here. Guys who might show up, because I got to get some names off the top of my head. I got to start looking at some contracts with some other teams and stuff like that. I'm gonna start playing Ron Francis at night. I'm gonna start role playing in the living room at
Sounds
night.
Like a lot of work.
I'm gonna come correct on the next episode, though. Don't worry. I'm gonna have some names.
Nobody gonna rant about you.
I'm gonna put some guys up on the board with some thumbtacks, like 8x10s, and like some red yarn. I'm gonna say your Kraken leading scorer at the end of the year is going to be, well, that's on the team right now. Oh man, It's a battle of the bees. It's either Bjorkstrand or Matty B. I'm going to go with the vet, even though I'm rooting for the kid.
Well, I think in order to make this interesting, you know, I was going to say McCann or Matty B. I'm just going to go with the kid because I feel bad last episode. You know, I sort of called him out for wanting lasagna on Thanksgiving, even though his mom probably makes some like amazing lasagna. And I love lasagna.
Ryan said he heard that episode too.
Oh, he did listen?
Yeah.
Well, I got your back, Matty B.
Okay? Oh,
I'm back on
does.
Team Matty B.
Yeah.
Leading scorer. We're going to celebrate with your mom's lasagna when we both win at the end of the
season.
Come
on, leave his mom out of this, please.
Yeah, sorry.
It already got weird last time. Ryan, I want to ask you about Shane Wright. Because he scored his first goal last night. Sweet goal from one knee. A nice snipe. From the, what was that, the low slot, Ryan?
It was the slot.
All right, it was a slot.
The mid to high slot.
Yeah.
But Shane Wright.
Low slot, danger zone, whatever, all those weird terms.
Ooh.
Shane Wright, guys, he's on the board. He's back from the AHL, and he's ready to play in the NHL, and he scored his first goal, and it was sick. And people were saying that not only was the goal awesome, but that he basically... Reading Kraken Twitter last night, people were just, he looks like a completely different player. And so being sent down, that move seemed to work out, eh, Ryan?
Get you a little confidence and get some ice time and get some real-world playing time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still pros down there.
Sure.
Farms, it's still pro hockey.
Yeah.
So he gets a couple goals. He gets some confidence. And then I thought he'd be down there for a little bit longer, to be honest. I didn't think they'd bring him up that quick. Last night he was right place, right time, but that's... You got to capitalize on those, and he did just that. So I think he's off to a good start again.
Yeah. Just playing the music every 5 seconds.
I crack myself up. There it is. So I've read on Kraken Twitter, Chris. We got the hockey opinion from Missing Link. You hear that? We were talking hockey. Now, Chris... Here's something not hockey to talk to you about, okay? Because I saw...
Right, I'm the expert on all things.
I saw on Twitter, man, that apparently his hockey nickname is Shano or Shano. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's S-H-A-N-O. And we got to talk about this. Because...
That's a big...
Yeah, that's a no-go for me, man. It's not, first of all, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. And so, cause like Shane, so Shano, but.
I would think that's how you would pronounce
dude,
it.
Are
like
we,
Drano.
Come on. Are we 8 at our first Pee-wee skate? Come on now.
I remember my first
Pee-wee
skate. Dude,
your nickname is staring us right in the face. And it was brought to us in the early 90s by NKOTB. Your nickname is The Right Stuff. And if there's not posters being made with him holding an astronaut's helmet and a hockey stick, and it says The Right Stuff, also because there was a cool movie called The Right Stuff, remember? And then you could also go boy band poster, The Right Stuff. Like, your nickname is The Right Stuff, dude.
Yeah.
That's your nickname. And they should be playing that in the arena every time he scores. They should be. They could forego lithium when he scores. Because the kid is going to be a superstar.
Which, by the way, DJ Trunks playing that music, if you're listening, he's coming on the show.
Let's do it.
We'll talk to him about that. If they're not already playing that, we're going to talk to him about
Well, because also the song...
I don't know what you're
asking. The song is a banger. Always has been, always will be. So, come on, let's get the people pumping up there in Climate Pledge.
I do not know why you're even asking me about this, because there's no argument. There's literally no argument. I saw somebody, I think, also, because Kraken Twitter was on fire last night after that goal, and everyone was talking about Shane. Someone called him Shaner as well. Mm-mm. I saw Shano and Shaner. Mm-mm. It's like, I get it. I mean, that just, it conforms to what people have done, but no, there's no argument whatsoever. What's up, Link?
You have to add an or a ski to a last name, and that's your hockey nickname.
The Right Stuff
Ski. Ski?
The Right Stuff Ski. There you go. Done.
The Right Stuffski.
He's the Right Stuffski.
I mean, there was all sorts of puns going on cracking Twitter last night. You know what I mean? You had the McConaughey, all right, all right, all right. You had a ton of plays on right that were creative, that were fun, that wasn't just Shano.
Or, according to or Ryan, Shano. He could be the right stuffer.
Well, now, is there a different sound we can play for it?
Yeah.
Either way, we can't lose.
That should be more, I think, like a bow chicka bow wow or something.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got that.
Oh, God, Chris.
No, I got that. No.
Sorry, I shouldn't be egging him on.
We need a soundboard over here.
No, man, it's mine. I got it. I got it. And I think...
it was a poor management decision to let him have control of that.
I think I rest my case on all of it. All right. Either way, dude, it was sick. How about him scoring on the Canadians, boys? How do we love that?
Loving that.
Yeah.
Loving that. I wish he would have just stared him down like he did at the draft.
Brings a little extra heat. Yeah.
You know, the excitement, I'm sure he was just pumped to score a goal. Wasn't thinking about my enjoyment of watching him stare down the bench. But, I mean, come on.
Ryan, you ever get traded? Awesome. Or looked over or maybe passed over by a coach or anything like that on the way?
Absolutely.
Yeah? You ever score against that coach?
You ever punch him in the face?
Yeah, it's the only thing you want to do is score against your former team.
What happened? Come on, give us a story.
Oh, it was like the first time I got traded, first time I played the other team, and he was sending guys like after me. I don't know what it was I did to this coach, but he was... He was like sending guys after me, and I got a breakaway, and I actually scored on my former roommate. And so it was pretty fun. And then, of course, you skate by the bench, you give him a little wink, nothing else, just a little wink. That's all. And then, of course, they send somebody out the next shift to come fight me. So it's you gotta take it, dish it out. You gotta take it.
Oh, you got in a fight after that.
Oh yeah. For sure, because you're showing up the other team. It's hockey, hockey etiquette, hockey rules. You don't want to do that, but you can't. I mean, anytime you get a chance like that, you got to take it.
It seems very like tit for tat, like revenge filled. Like nobody just takes the high road and doesn't do something. It's like, oh, you did that, I'm doing this. Yeah. Oh, you did this, I'm doing this.
There's a lot of retribution.
Is that kind of how hockey goes?
Yeah, a lot of retribution. Yeah.
That stuff's kind of cleaned up now in the new NHL, but sometimes
it's soft. Are you saying it's soft?
It's a little soft.
Ooh. So you're saying a guy like me who would be doing a lot of celebrating might not have to get in as many fights? That'd be sweet.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Back in the day, though.
Are you going to ask them that at the next press conference?
Yes.
Excuse me, Sam McKinnon. Are you soft? Is the league soft now?
Mr. McKinnon, excuse me.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
Did you forward him? Katie, you have the winner there?
I do, yeah.
Who was it?
Charlie
and his son, who I think it was their first crack a game, wasn't it? Congratulations to them.
Congrats, Charlie and son.
If you guys want to win tickets like Charlie and his son, then email us or rant to us and mention the phrase that pays, the secret phrase, and you could win some tickets. Our next ticket giveaway will be for the game on December 20th. Versus the St. Louis Blues. Should I start giving the phrase that pays on this episode? All right, well, I'll do it after I read some emails. You guys who send in the rants are quickly becoming my favorites, and I love the fact that it's anonymous. Here we go. I mean, it's been like 20 years since I saw any of the movies, and I'm not going to say I watched the new one, but isn't the premise that he was arrested for a DUI and his sentence was community service? There have to be some probation or counseling required, right? Maybe not. It's a 90s movie. Sorry, I watched the first two movies over as a kid, and I came up from a hockey family. I didn't mean any disrespect with my last email. What? Huh? But I did get a kick out of hearing it read out loud. Welcome to hockey fandom. It really is the best sport on the planet. I love all the Mighty Duck talk up top, by the way. Shout out to the emailer. The rant continues. You mentioned a few times how we're winning a lot of games that we were losing last year. A lot of that has to do with the additions we've made in the on the offense. Matty Beniers has been playing unbelievable. Birkowski is leading the team in points. Both players that weren't really doing that last year. Our defense goaltending has also been really up. I mean, nailing it. Like that, we've been saying all that stuff too. And this emailer calls them a championship caliber team. And I think we've stopped just short of saying that on this show, but hey, if you guys are comfortable with it, so am I. Here's a note about how they heard about the podcast, though, that I just like and I want to mention. They said, I initially heard about your podcast from the Bowie Backers t-shirts, which is cool. People checking out the Bowie Backers t-shirts and supporting the Bowie Backers t-shirts and stuff like that out there. It says, anyways, thanks for being a podcast, and I want to leave you with a parting thought. With the World Cup happening, how do y'all feel about the different ways offsides is being interpreted in each sport? I could bring up the two-line pass offsides, but this email's already gone on long enough. I think it's an interesting question because both sports have the offsides, of course, right? And the World Cup is using these fancy computers, and I got to say, I'm not even a soccer guy. I really only watch the World Cup when the World Cup comes around, or, you know, big time Sounders games, but, like, you know, the big ones and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of annoying when the dude's only off sides by like half an elbow. It seems a bit like there's the, like, in baseball, they have sort of the, what do you call it? Like around second base, you sort of have the like close enough rule on a double play, you know, good enough, you know,
sure. It's too exact for you.
Sort of like the human eye isn't able to detect that millimeter of their elbow that's sticking out. And I'm okay with that. Like if someone's off sides by half a step, all right, let's video it, bring it back maybe or something like that. But I don't know, the exact nano inch, can you imagine them doing that in hockey? Be a lot
that
of
was like that Tim Way
back.
Goal, right? Like
I just feel like these are sports that benefit from goal scoring rather than goals not being scored in terms of their entertainment value and all of that. So maybe bringing goals off of the board isn't really what the World Cup needs and what soccer needs. So, you know, there's that. But how do you, I mean, Link, what do you think? You've been probably called off sides a couple times.
He was always a cherry picker, I heard.
Yeah. Soccer offsides annoys me. Just like you're saying, like you got to have a little bit of that human element back and try to cheat some of that. Like you're always trying to find that little extra edge to it. But
well, and it all depends on when the guy kicks it. And like at field level on the same team, there's got to be players in front of you. There has to be, you know, in football, in our football.
Yeah.
The real
so
football,
not football.
Okay. You know, our football, the real football, how when they do the delay a game, the ref has to like look at the clock, then look down at the ball, and there's that half a beat. I kind of hate it in our football, but that's sort of what I'm saying they need in soccer, is that half a beat that is okay. It's all good.
Sure.
Adds a little nuance, a little, like you said, the human element. You want that. Not everything needs to be controlled by computers and AI and robots.
Yeah. And I think reviewing it just with video, where you have a camera that's looking right down the line, and then you just review it with video and the human eye still. And if the human eye can't tell, then you just do play stands. And if you can tell definitively, then you say, hey, it's overturned. But if it's too close to call, you just sort of tie goes to the runner and you get more goals scored and on we go, right?
Soccer can definitely benefit from more goals scored.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe, do you like that?
Shrink the field a little, yeah.
Putting it on ice.
Yeah, maybe make the goal about 6 inches bigger all the way around. Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. Because, you know, according to Gordon Bombay, half an inch the other way would have gone in, you know?
Half an inch the other way.
I got another idea for overtime, Link, that I had for soccer that I want to run by you for hockey, and then we got to get out of here.
Okay.
For overtime. Right? In sports like hockey and soccer, these are, I think, the only two sports that it would really work for. Oh, maybe basketball too. For overtime. People don't like overtime. Too many injuries, goes on too long, too many possibilities for things to happen, whatever. All right. Let's put the three, four, five, whatever you want to start with, or for soccer, all 11, whatever it is. But then at certain increments of time, we start subtracting players. Live. The game doesn't stop, though. The game doesn't stop. You just keep going. Like, after a basket scored, you just take a guy off the court. You know, but for hockey, it'd be sudden death, of course. So you just take people off the ice, and it's sudden death. Could be over real quick. Could go over long. But either way, you know what we might get in all these sports? 1v1 and a goalie. So the goalie would never leave. But, like, and so in basketball, you don't have a goalie. But, like, in basketball, you'd get 1v1. Chris, can you imagine texting your buddies like, oh my God, like, Steph is going against Dame. You know what I mean? They got down to 1v1. In hockey, you have 1v1, but you still got the goalie, but it'd be like sort of a street thing going on there. And then in soccer, you could get it way down. You'd probably end up scoring when there's like four or five left or something, a lot of space, right? Wouldn't that be fun as hell?
You'd have to be strategic about who you're taking off. I mean, it might not be Steph versus Dame. It could be like Steph versus, you know,
yes.
Atetokounmpo. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes. Yes. Because Giannis, like a 7-foot who can dribble, you leave him out there forever, right? Oh, that'd be so fun. I think that'd be fun. I think I found the answer.
Link doesn't seem excited about it.
Are they always like? Is the last guy? Is he on the ice the whole entire time
for the overtime? Yeah,
for the overtime.
Yeah, no subbing. You just start with five, and then you know, like every 40 seconds, you take someone off or something like that. So the whole thing would be over in like 5 minutes and change anyway, right?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's it for us, everybody.
There it is. There's B-Boy Fidget.
Another suggestion from Release the Show. And Nice Guy Digital.
You're going to revolutionize sports.
If you want to win tickets to the Kraken from our friends at EpicSeats.com, be sure to email us the phrase, "Release the Show has done it again."
Ooh. That's the clue?
Yeah.
Or the answer?
I mean, it can be anything, you know, so why not? The Kraken, guys. The Kraken.
Hey.
They are.
We got a tough schedule coming up.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're so Caps on the road on the road at the Caps, on the road at the Panthers, on the road at the Lightning, on the road at the Hurricanes, and then they come back to take on the Jets. So a
tough
stretch of four games coming up, but we'll be rooting, and we all know that you will be as well out there. So check us out on social media at Release the Show. He's Ryan. He's Chris. I'm Brett.
Come see us on Monday.
Come see us at the Toy Drive. We'll be there. And if I could get back to the right board. Nope.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.